And it's a warm welcome again to Karen Arl from Webstar Web Design. Karen is also business coach and marketing mentor. Good morning, Karen.
Good morning, Debbie.
First of all, Karen, happy 1 year anniversary of sharing your marketing and website tips series on 101.5 FM. I can't believe it's already been a year. So what will you be sharing with our listeners this month?
Thank you, Debbie. I've really enjoyed sharing all of these tips. So for this month, I actually thought we could do a bit of a quick recap on my top takeaways from the last 12 months.
Sounds great, Karen. So let's begin with what you suggest for new businesses.
So sure. So for those starting out, my first three tips are create your free business pages on Facebook, Instagram, LinkedIn, and or YouTube, and just start posting about your startup journey. Number two, do a search for Google business profile and set up your free listing. That's what gets you onto the Google Maps. And number three, start collecting names and email addresses from day one. Even if it's just a simple spreadsheet, it'll still work. And you'll thank yourself later when you want to reconnect with those early supporters.
When it comes to websites, what are your top three suggestions?
Yeah, beautiful. So number one is to register both the .com.au and the .au direct versions of your domain name. Number two, get the right hosting and email set up from the start. Cheaper isn't always better, and swapping later can be a real headache. Number three, plan your website properly. So what you want to do is think about who it's for, what you need to say about your products and services, and how you want it to look. A website should not only appeal to your audience, but also represent your business accurately.
Karen, what are some final marketing tips you want our listeners to know?
So there are so many, but here are my top four. So number one, put your website address on everything. Signage, print, social media, so people can actually find you really easily, even if it's a QR code that links to your website. Number two, don't overlook email marketing. It's affordable, and when it's done well, can encourage repeat business and help convert on-the-fence prospects into actual customers. Number three, ask for reviews, especially on your Google business profile I mentioned earlier. They build trust and help with your visibility. Then number four, be consistent. From your social media to newsletters to asking for reviews and updating your website, marketing isn't a one and done. Repetition builds recognition and a memorable, more sustainable brand over the long term.
That refresher was a great idea, Karen. So many little tips to remember, and all of them pretty important. Karen Arl, business coach, marketing mentor from Webstar Web Design. And if there's one podcast you have to listen to again, make sure you listen to Karen's timely tips on 101.5fm.com.au.